Now, most people take the night sky for granted, looking up at the Milky Way and all the stars and their beauty. But until now, it's been hard for visually impaired children to enjoy the same experience. A University of Portsmouth project is helping blind and partially sighted children to see the universe. The project is called The Tactile Universe, and I'm joined now by project lead and astronomer, Dr. Nicholas Bourne. Hello, Dr. Bourne.
Hello.
Now, where did the idea come from then for the Feel the Universe?
Yeah, so the idea originally came from my passion as an astronomer. Astronomy is something I've always wanted to do, but I'm actually a vision impaired person as well. So it wasn't always easy for me to access the kinds of stuff that I needed to learn about astronomy. There weren't a lot of resources available. Everything was very visual. Unfortunately, that's still the case today. So the way astronomy is taught, the way we get our science across is still really, really visual. And I remember I was talking to some of my colleagues over lunch, and we started talking about ways that we could maybe make this a little bit easier, try and get people into astronomy who maybe wouldn't be able to access it normally. And so that's where the idea for the tactile universe came up. And because I'm a little bit better with tactile than I am with audio, that's the direction we decided to take the project in initially.
When I first heard about this, a tactile map of the universe, I thought, this must be huge. But I mean, how does it actually work?
So rather than looking at the whole universe, we actually look at little bits of it. So because my area of study was in objects called galaxies. So when I say galaxy, I mean objects like the Milky Way. So they're these big collections of gas and stars and planets and dust, all this stuff held together by gravity. The problem with galaxies, or at least our Milky Way, is that it's really difficult for us to see the shape of our Milky Way because we're looking at it from the inside out. So we like to look at a lot of other galaxies in the universe, and we think there are something like 200,000 million of these objects out there. We look at their shapes, we look at how they change over time, and that helps us understand our Milky Way a little bit and how our sun and our solar system and everything else like that sort of fits into it. So I guess we're not looking at a map of the whole universe because, yeah, as you say, that'd be huge. That'd be really, really difficult. But we look at some of the things that make up the universe, and in particular, we look at galaxies.
And basically, you're seeing it with your hands then, are you?
You're seeing it with your hands. So the way the models work, so normally if you were to use your eyes to look at a picture of a galaxy, you'd see that some parts of that image were bright, some parts were dim, and that's kind of how you make out the shape of the object. And the bits that are brighter are normally where there's more stuff, so there are more stars or more gas or other things like that. We turn that brightness of light into a tactile feature. So when we make our models, we basically take all of the pixels that make up the image, and if the pixel is really white, so if it's really bright, we raise that up above the image. And if it's black or really close to being black, we drop it down close to the sort of the base of the model or the image. And then we scale all the other shades of gray in between that. So what we end up with is almost like a relief map. And when we run our hands over the top of that, or our fingertips, we feel how the brightness changes. So our fingertips are actually interpreting that information exactly the same way that our eyes would be.
Now, one of your partners on this project has been RNIB. What's been their input with this?
So we were really lucky, actually. We met one of your staff, who's also vision impaired, who works for the RNIB Bookshare. And she actually has a background in mathematics. STEM subjects, science subjects, mathematics, are things that she's always been really interested in and passionate about as well. And so she helped us connect with RNIB. So RNIB have been amazingly helpful. They're helping us connect with schools and communities all around the country. Because even though this project has started off very locally, our goal in the end is to try and get our resources out to as many blind and vision impaired people in the UK as we possibly can, particularly school-aged kids.
How are children receiving the project? Are they really getting it?
They are. We've actually had some really good feedback so far. So a few of the kids we've interacted with so far have actually come back to us afterwards and said that they're starting to think about pursuing science as a career, whereas that's something that they hadn't thought about because they'd always assumed it was going to be too difficult and that there weren't really the resources that they would need. So that's pretty much the perfect response to be getting. But it's like any subset of the population. Some people don't really like astronomy that much, and that's, we've definitely come across some people who really aren't that interested, but that's okay as well. We've really got to, if people like this kind of stuff, our goal is really just to make sure that they can access it and learn about it.
Must be rewarding for you, though.
It is. It is really, really rewarding. Because, like I said, being vision impaired, it was sometimes really difficult for me to learn about this stuff, and it was something that I was really passionate about. But I just know how much easier it would have been if there had been more accessible resources that I could have used. And I think even if people decide not to take this on as a career, astronomy is one of those things that so many people just get really, really interested in, because I think the universe is such a fascinating place. So even just to give people the chance to be able to learn about this, even if it's just a hobby, is really important to us as well.
And I suppose the tactile map of the universe is also something that sighted people could actually learn to read as well.
Absolutely. So it definitely takes people a little bit more practice if they're not used to using their fingertips to interpret things. What we find, though, is the younger the people who use these models, the faster they sort of get used to things. We've actually taken the models out to sort of science festivals, to science centers, and to music festivals even. We're finding that they're a really, really useful tool for communicating the kind of research that we do at the university. Because normally where we just stand across a table and show people images of things, if people have stuff in their hands, it keeps their attention a little bit better, gives them something to sort of fiddle with while we talk to them. And people are really excited to be able to sort of interpret these images in a different way from what they're used to. It makes them think about things a little bit more. In addition to that, with all of the teaching materials, the lesson plans that we're putting together as part of this project, we really want to make sure that they work in a classroom that's got vision impaired students as well as sighted students. So we want to make sure that everybody's doing the same thing at the same time, using the same resources, so that everyone can feel like they're part of the same group, basically.
Do you feel that advances in technology these days are really opening the universe up for blind and partially sighted people?
Absolutely. So things like turning data into sound, technology obviously like 3D printers, so we use 3D printers to make our models. That kind of technology is just amazing, I think, for blind and vision impaired people. Everything from printing tactile maps of buildings to, in the case of science, to printing graphs so that people can feel them rather than having to look at them. I think the next really big thing is going to be tactile displays or tactile tablets. I know those are still a little way off, but being able to display any image you want to on a tactile screen, I think, is going to be just an amazing thing for blind and vision impaired people.
Exciting times. Where can we actually find out more information then about the tactile map of the universe?
So the two best places to look, so if you go to www.tactileuniverse.org, we have a website. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle tactileuniverse. So that's an @ followed by tactileuniverse. And you can also find us on Facebook.
Certainly seems an exciting project. Dr. Nicholas Bond from Portsmouth University, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much.